Refusing to get the jab and threatening legal action. Hundreds of frontline workers across the state are taking a stand against vaccine mandates. As deadlines loom to receive dose one, tonight a Queensland health nurse is blowing the whistle on why she's opting out and prepared to get the sack.
Unwilling to get the jab, walking off the job.
Why are you doing this?
Because I can't watch what's happening. I need to know that I tried something to stop it.
We can't reveal this woman's identity, but she's been a Queensland Health employee for more than 15 years, working in COVID wards and is now refusing to get vaccinated, making these explosive claims.
My biggest concerns are the fact that there's horrific adverse reactions that are going unreported and are being dismissed.
The department's deadline for all state health staff to get their first dose is tomorrow.
Well, I won't be stepping foot into the workplace.
And she may not be the only one. Across Queensland, around 11% of the hospital workforce are yet to receive a shot in the arm.
There may be consequences in terms of staffing shortages, and that's of concern given that we've already got significant demand on the system.
The majority are stepping up and getting vaccinated.
There was no consultation. There has been no risk assessment.
Nurses and health staff are just a fraction of the vaccination headache facing public services across the state. Our men and women in blue have been instructed to get at least one shot by October 4. The union estimates there's more than 100 officers pushing back. A police source telling Nine News the South Brisbane district has the highest hesitancy, with up to 40 staff refusing the vaccine, now facing suspension or even dismissal.
This is still community safety. We have mandated vaccines already in the organisation, and this is just an extension of that.
Tomorrow, 7 employees within the police force, including 5 serving officers, are set to take their challenge all the way here to the Supreme Court to invalidate the vaccine directive. It's unclear who will be footing the legal costs, but Nine News understands they'll be represented by Clive Palmer's lawyer.
Our legal advice is very simple. The Commissioner's direction is lawful, and not only is it lawful, any challenge in court would fail.
We're doing it for the greater good, and that's what it's about.
Annie Puller, Nine News.